Hey everyone, welcome back to Goal Guru. Today we're diving into our predictions for the up-and-coming weekend's Rugby League game. We've analysed the teams, players and recent performances to give you the inside scoop on who we think will come out on top. Grab your snacks, settle in, and let's get ready for an action-packed weekend of Rugby League.
Yep. Let's go on with the preview for Round 7.
Okay.
I'd love to hear your tips because your tips are usually pretty good at tipping.
Oh, thank you.
I'm very bad. Let's see how we go this round. So Round 7 starts off Thursday night from Allianz Stadium in Sydney. It's the Roosters versus Storm.
Ooh, this.
So it'd be a good game. I know the Roosters have a few outs. Last time I played was the finals week, and that was the Storm won 18-13. So big in is James Tedesco's back from getting smashed a few weeks ago. He's back from concussion, so he's in.
Oh, that's a very good in there.
Nelson Asafa Solomon is back from his weight camp, so he's back in. So they're pretty strong teams. Connor Watson's been named in the halves with Luke Kerry for the Roosters, and
okay.
Sam Walker's not back yet, but he's been named on the extended bench, so he might be a late inclusion. Think about Sam Walker. So he's the son of, is it Ben Walker or Shane Walker? One of them, so because they're twins.
Yes.
He's got their his rugby league background's pretty good, but he's a very small half. He's tiny. So if he's in defence, you want him. He just looks like a child on the field compared to the rest of the players.
Yes.
But yeah, it should be a good game. It's one of those flip of the coins, really. The Storm are always great every year for the last 10 years, maybe more. So I think I'll pick the Storm just because you look at their team. They've got Ryan Pappenhausen. They've got Cameron Murray, Munster, Jerome Hughes, Harry Grant. They've got a good team. And I don't see them losing again. Like for a while here, I think they'll win by 12. What's your thoughts on the game, Darren?
After hearing you go through the teams, and that, I think I'd have to go for Storm and
Storm.
That sounds the more best team.
They're well coached, and that's what I mean. Like the Melbourne AFL town, and Melbourne have a successful rugby league team.
Yes.
Well, the second game is from Wollongong, in Wollongong. Believe it or not, Wollongong is in Wollongong. There you go.
Really?
Win state.
Okay.
It's the Dragons versus the Warriors. There's not many outs for either team, really. So Jack Bird's out. That's a big out for the Dragons.
Yes.
Jazz Tavunga's out for the Wars. I just think the Warriors are just a better team all over the park. So they should win. But at Wollongong, got to travel from New Zealand to Wollongong. Could be a sneaky Dragons win. I think the Warriors will win, and I think they'll win easily. What's your thoughts, Darren?
I think Dragons playing at Wollongong. I'm actually going to go for the Dragons, actually. I think
that's what I'm saying. They could win.
They could.
Good team. They've been up and down this year, but if they're on Ben Hunt, could happen.
You could. Well, absolutely.
The second game is Darwin.
Darwin. Okay.
So Darwin gets a game, but we don't get a game. Darwin. Okay. Sorry, people who live in Darwin, is, for the lack of a better word, a shithole. That's what it is. We should have a game instead of Darwin. But
yes.
Anyway, that's another story.
Yes.
So the Warriors. Oh, no worries. Still talking about Warriors. Come on, brain. So I can't get over the loss.
You're just trying to change my tip to the Warriors.
So the Parramatta Eels are versus the Dolphins in Darwin. Could have been in Adelaide.
Whose home game is this then?
This is a Parra home game.
Okay.
So,
yes.
I'm not going to tip Parramatta. I can't do it. But the thing about the Dolphins, the Hammer is out for the Dolphins. So their big fullback, he's been in great form. He's out.
He's done his
hamstring. Okay. It was a last round against the Broncos. And there was a play that was dead. So the ref called a forward pass knocked on something. Old mate's run down the field, Corey Oates, for nothing. And Hammer's chased after him and done his hamstring in a play that didn't count. So it'd be bad for the Dolphins fans. So I'm going to tip the Dolphins. I just think until Mitchell Moses gets back, I think the Parramatta Eels are going to be a bit inconsistent. So I'm going to go, Dolphins. What's your thoughts, Darren?
The heat. And it's usually quite warm in
hot, humid. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. So I'll go Dolphins.
All right. So we've got Saturday, the early game. This annoys me again. This is in Bathurst. So Bathurst gets a game. Adelaide doesn't get a game.
So where are they playing in Bathurst?
To Carrington Park. Carrington Park in Bathurst. I don't know. I've actually been to the ground. I watched Manly play Penrith there, and I watched Melbourne play Penrith there.
Okay.
So in a couple of years in a row. So okay. The Panthers play the Tigers. I can't believe this. Darwin get a game. Bathurst gets a game. Got a massive, massive stadium here that could hold a game, and we don't have one. So as Panthers, let's go to the team lists. Nothing real different. Sonny Luke's out, and John Bateman's back for the Tigers. The last time they played, the Tigers won, and the Tigers kind of have to wood over the Panthers the last few years, which is no one really has. Only Parramatta and the Tigers can consistently beat the Panthers. But yeah, I'm going to say Panthers will win quite easily. I think they'll win by 13 plus. What's your thoughts, Darren?
Well, going on their current margins, they didn't start the season off pretty well. So I'm thinking maybe it could be the Tigers.
Yeah, it could be, though, because they've had it, though. There's a lot of ex-Panthers in the Tigers team. So they kind of know their structures, you know. Happy Coruscant, obviously a massive player for the Tigers. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I'm looking forward to it. I could put a cheeky bet on the Tigers.
Yes, yep.
So mm-hmm. The second game is on the Gold Coast, and here it's the Titans, and they have no chance of winning this game. I don't even know why we even review this game. It's Titans versus Manly. And this is massive because the team list came out. His name is Matt Lodge. He done his ACL last year and he was going to be out forever. He's back.
Ooh.
That's big for Manly. Jason Saab done his hamstring in Vegas. He's back. Nathan Brown done his quad or something training. He's back. And Ruben Garrick, he had a HIA. He's back as well. So we've got four big inclusions. Ben Chavoyevich is out though. And Josh Olae and Sipley's out as well. But the Titans, they've lost Jaden Campbell. It was a big player for them, and they had that last week they put AJ Brimson in the halves. He's been playing center, and for many years he's playing fullback.
Yes, he has.
Campbell to fullback because he can't have two fullbacks. Say, like, where can we put this guy? And now he's playing 5'8". He's not a 5'8". Kieran Foran's in a halfback, but they've put them there. Desi's pulling his hair. I feel sorry for the Titans. I really do. But I think, I know. Manly will win by 13 plus. You just look at the team Manly have, and there's the bench even is strong. So we've got Aaron Woods on the bench with Nathan Brown.
Well, right, yes.
The big boppers there, so.
Definitely.
I think we've got the Titans covered. The late game on Saturday is a weird one because Brisbane, usually the Broncos, they usually get a Friday night game all the time.
Right.
Or a Thursday night game. But they're playing Saturday night against the Raiders. The Raiders have been really good.
Yes, yes.
Obviously, the Broncos have been inconsistent a little bit, but I really think that Raiders can win this. I really do. And I'm going to tip them. I'm going to tip the Raiders to upset the Broncos at home. I feel like the Broncos get a lot of 50-50 calls. I think the ref kind of favours the Broncos.
Right, but okay.
Reece Walsh is back. He was back last week. So, yeah, I just got a gut feeling the Raiders will win this. What's your thoughts, Darren?
Yeah, I like the Raiders. I think they'll get over the line this weekend.
So, our Sunday game is 1:30 in Sydney at the Olympic Stadium. It's the Bulldogs versus, I said this last week, Newcastle Knights, but we've changed their name to the Adelaide Rams because they have the Rams colours. So, the Bulldogs versus the Rams. What's your thoughts on this, Darren? I'll give you the team list, but first.
Okay.
So, there's no different. It's the same exact team, basically. Kalen Ponga, Bradman Best, Jack Cocker, Jackson Hastings. I think, so the big thing about the Bulldogs is Viliami Kikau. He's been massive for them. But I just think Newcastle are a better overall team. So the Bulldogs have some great individual players, but if one of them or two of them are off, I think Newcastle, aka Adelaide Rams, will win. And I think it'll be close. It'll be a 2-point game. What's your thoughts, Darren?
Yes, I'd have to have some Adelaide Rams. Yeah.
Imagine if we could get Newcastle. Because Newcastle, come on, their team. Relocate Adelaide. It's got the colours sorted. We're ready to go.
Yep.
Maybe we'll give them a game a year or something. Okay, so last game of the round is the Sharks versus the Cowboys. The Sharks are on top. Cowboys were on top. This will be a good game.
Yes.
I feel like the Cowboys have a really good attacking team. James Maloney's their attacking coach. So since he's this year, they've really improved their attack. Last year, their attack was great. They beat the Tigers like 68-10 or something. So, and then they got the Sharks, a good defensive team. So it's going to be a good game for Sunday afternoon. Hopefully it's not wet. Hopefully it's nice sunny day. And we had a big crowd at PointsBet Stadium in Cronulla. And yeah, I'm going to tip the Cowboys. Why not? Who are you tipping?
I'm going to go Sharks.
That's the thing. You could tip either. You would like an idiot because it's going to be a close game.
It will be, definitely.
The bye has the Bunnies. The Bunnies need the bye because they are going terrible. Good on the bye. How about we go for another breakdown? We'll come back and have our shout-outs.
Okay.
Predictions results from the NRL and South Australian Rugby League. Listen to Rampage League podcast every Tuesday on Mixlr.com from 6 p.m. to 7:30.
When kids play rugby league, they're part of something bigger than a team.
Whoa! Cool!
They're part of a community that's safe, fair
and fun! Yeah. Play something unreal!
PlayRugbyLeague.com.
Yes, yeah, a great game. You should.